That's the kind of music you like to play when you reach the summit of Humphrey's Peak, where you feel like you own the whole world. You can see forever. Our article this week in our newsletter interviewed the employees at our company and asked each one of them for their favorite places they like to go. Julia, in particular, mentioned one. I asked Roger Naylor for his ideas on taking out-of-town friends on a trip, a little hike, to experience Arizona. One we've used many, many, many times to introduce newcomers to Arizona is just the little short hike at Montezuma's Castle. And Julia mentions it as one of her favorite. It shows you a picture of how the original settlers in Arizona lived in stone housing perched up in hollow cliff areas. That's another one that I really like.
I found something kind of interesting, too. You know, you obviously are feeling better because you're back to your adventuresome self. And so last month, you and a couple of our daughters went to Death Valley to climb Mount Whitney.
That's right.
And I was just excited and so thankful you felt like going and you were working towards, and you did a lot of the good hikes here getting ready. And then about a couple of days before you left, I thought, you know, how dangerous is Mount Whitney? Which I did this the first time you did Grand Canyon, too.
Yeah, Death in the Grand Canyon. Yeah. That was a great book.
I read that while you're at the bottom. That was not a good idea. So anyway, in doing that research, I found a book called Barrier-Free Travel at Mount Whitney. So I looked up the author. Her name is Candy B. Harrington. She's actually from the Cave Creek area. They had the unfortunate circumstance of having their house burned down about a year ago, and so they now live in Idaho. But she has been working for a couple of decades on books and information for people who are, she calls them slow walkers. So maybe you have a cane or disabled, or okay, if you're in a wheelchair, or just anything that would hamper you from being able to access everything. So she has a series of books on barrier-free travel.
Barrier-free travel.
Mm-hmm. And it's just an amazing website. I've posted it on Facebook. And the first book is that I would recommend just looking through them is one just on barrier-free travel. She covers everything from, let's say you're going to fly to get to where you want to go to do your hike or whatever. She goes through all the things that you would need to consider getting a wheelchair through, you know, being able to take care of everything you need to take care of while you're traveling. And it's just an amazing, amazing book. Things you wouldn't think of, and it would really help your travel experience. Things like the hotel and restaurants, and she goes by different parks about where you can go and find what you need.
We have some great state parks with wheelchair accessible trails. I can think of about four right off the top of my head, plus Desert Botanical Gardens.
Yeah, you don't have to go that far.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she has, she talks about the paved trails. She has books about national park lodges, books from everywhere from Utah to Florida to Washington. She just gives you all the nuts and bolts. And then she has a cool book called 22 Accessible Road Trips. She covers everything from service animals to tours you can take, and then specifically to Arizona, she has a blog, and some of the things she mentions about Arizona there is, I think most people are aware, but our Navajo nations are closed right now due to COVID.
Yeah, they have been for a while.
So you need to, you know, in this COVID era, you can't just take for granted that what was there before is going to be accessible to you. The other big takeaway is be sure you're prepared with food and water, because not every place has full service of everything. So, you know, we're just so used to getting what we want when we want it. Just be sure you look up things before you go. So, and then she has one more book I really liked. It was called Resting Easy in the U.S. And it's just some unique places to visit that are available.
And the author's name?
Candy B. Harrington. The website is Barrier-Free Travel. And you can also look up Barrier-Free Grand Canyon, but they all link together. And I also have them on Facebook. But just a great wealth of information. It'd be a great book for a gift, or even, you know, to take somebody.
I love a commitment to
take somebody somewhere.
We're here talking about enjoying the great state of Arizona because you, the regular listeners, have your home in good enough condition. You can ignore it this holiday season. Get out and enjoy family. Get out and enjoy Arizona. But if you've got a problem or a question or a project, you can call us 767-4348.